Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever this podcast might find you listening. This is Bridget Jones, real estate agent in the Portland, Oregon, Vancouver, Washington area, coming at you with my motivation, inspiration, and education in the ramblings of a real estate agent. And we have rain here for the first time this season. It's September, and so my crickets aren't behind me, but there are raindrops. My nighttime crickets usually are with me when I'm recording this podcast, but we've got the rain in the background. So tonight's episode is on P&L in my business and what that means to me. So typically in a business, P&L means profit and loss. And okay, my puppy is going to start playing with his ball in the background. So if you hear a weird noise, that's Odie Doggy playing with his jolly ball. So anyway, P&L, profit and loss, we all know that. And of course, we do have that in our business. But for me, P&L stands for people in love. People in love. And it's interesting when I think about this and I think about my clients in a real estate transaction and what this means to me. So the reason I have been in business so long is because I love the people that I do business with. I am celebrating 15 years of being a real estate agent. And if it wasn't for the people that I'm able to serve, I wouldn't continue doing this. So I just get such pleasure and satisfaction out of being able to help others achieve their goals, and particularly working with people that I really, really like. And so what's interesting is when you're going through the real estate buying or selling process, it's very emotional, it's intense, and if you've been in it lately, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, you will know what I'm talking about. So there is a ton of communication that goes on between myself and my client. We're BFFs, you know, for several months at a time. And then what's interesting is once they've accomplished their goal, they've sold their house or they've purchased their home, then they're on to the rest of their life. And I don't hear from them as much, you know, obviously or at all, because we've accomplished our goal. And so instead of having daily conversations or whatnot, you know, we aren't doing that anymore. And it's kind of sad for me because honestly, that's where the L comes in, the love. I really become bonded with these folks, bonded with you guys. And, you know, I'm celebrating your wins and, you know, sometimes the challenges and it's up and it's down and it's all around. And then we're victorious. And then it's almost like a divorce where you're used to texting that person or whatever, calling them or emailing them, and then they're gone. And so, for me, there's kind of a little mourning period actually after my clients have closed and moved on, from the separation. I know that sounds really weird, but that's how personal it is for me. And of course it's business too. I mean, you know, I treat it as a business, but there's the human side to it as well. And so, I think a lot of times people don't think about that, but that's kind of the L part, the love part. And in my P&L, and so, yeah, I just was kind of thinking about that today because I've gone through, you know, quite a few closings lately and everyone's off and they're happy doing their thing. And I, you know, I don't hear from them. So the point is if you're listening and you're a past client of mine, don't be a stranger. Check in every now and then. I love hearing about how your lives are going, how your jobs are going, how your families are going, how your animals are doing, what you've done to your houses. So yes, check in because I love that, because without the P and the L, the people and the love, this business just wouldn't be any fun. So anyway, that's a short one tonight. Hope you have a great night. Talk to you later. Bye.